From the All-Ireland Business Foundation, this is Elaine Carl bringing you AIBF Business Talk. AIBF is an independent national body tasked with enterprise development and the promotion of best-in-class businesses as business all-stars. Today, I catch up with Linda Bulger of Flaglane Marketing, who through experience has developed a robust marketing framework to help her clients connect with their audience, influence them, and subsequently grow in sales. Linda, thank you so much for joining me today on AIBF Business Talk. I'm very interested to know about, you know, all the great work that you're doing at Flaglane Marketing and how it all started.
Oh, Elaine. Well, look, thanks so much for having me on and for inviting me to come over. But it all started, funny enough, I obviously had two kids and then I decided going back to the corporate world is not for me. I was running around Europe as an international marketing and sales executive for Curves and worked heavily with O'Hara's Craft Beer in Bagnallstown as an international marketeer there. So look, between the jigs and reels, I decided I want to still continue with my marketing because I love it. But I actually have a real passion for small businesses. And right beside our house at home, there's a lane called Flag Lane. And centuries ago, this lane was used by the townsland around Ballinkillen, where all the people did business together. But they ran their horses and carts up and down that back lane. It was a little old dirt track. They ran their horses and carts up and down back lane, the back lane, and the flag lane connected the communities together. So I thought to myself, what a brilliant opportunity I have to use this name and do the exact same thing. So that's what I do in the long and short of it, Elaine. I am super passionate about small businesses, like really small businesses. The guy who's on his own in the office, he's, you know, he's the marketeer, he's the sales executive, he's the customer service, he's the accounts, he's the financial controller, he's the person who is all things to everybody and still running a business at the same time. And then they may not have budget, time, or energy to even think about marketing. Mm-hmm. So I come up with clever, outside of the box thinking of how to put marketing on the agenda for every single small business in Ireland. And that might show up in terms of training. So I run lots of training classes. I might have 30 businesses on a Zoom training. And then I hold them accountable I ring them, make sure they've done what they've done. So it doesn't cost them an arm and a leg, but at the same time, they have somebody on their shoulder saying, come on, Elaine, did you get those 5,000 flyers out in your community this week? Or what's happening with you in your area?
Wow. So my God. So geez, going back, so you've got fantastic international experience, we'll call it, at the European level in the marketing side. So you've really cut your cloth in the corporate world, but also, I suppose, learned best practice, you know, in the bigger world as well. And your passion then obviously exudes, you know, circumstances and lifestyle and all of that. Found yourself back here in Ireland, and how you came up with the brand name is so, so personal and so unique. And I suppose that really comes through in your personality as well. And it's just so interesting because often, you know, we hear from companies, God, what do I call myself? You know, what name? But it's great if you could actually have a story behind it, because people love stories. And that's a magnificent story. So already I can see horse and carriages, you know, going up and down the laneway. But even the story of connecting and how literally that's what you're doing. You know, through marketing, you're helping connect businesses, you know, with our customers.
That's exactly it. Because I am so passionate about small businesses, Elaine. I, honest to God, believe that small businesses are the backbone of our Irish economies. We hire local people. You know, we donate to local charities. We go on and we work together to build resilient and thriving communities. It's the small logo that you see on every single GAA jersey right across this island. You know, it's a small business from that community in that little townsland that you will find on those GAA jerseys, the under six Camogie jerseys. They're sponsored by somebody. Do you know? And they are the businesses that are giving back to our communities and underpinning our rural development right across Ireland. Now, big cities, love them, don't get me wrong, but I do have a passion for those fellas who are, you know, in the corner of County Cork, grafting away And especially my local County Carlow, Grafton away, and work really closely with Wexford. And that's what it's about. It's about building those little wins. And when I hear of companies that I work with, we're going to hire a member of staff, I am just doing a dance, because that is what it's about.
Yeah, because you know that they've grown and something that they've implemented has helped them, empower them to do that. But just go back to when you started 5 years ago. Did you have any idea, what were your plans then, Linda? Did you have any ideas to where you'd be going, and how has the business maybe evolved since then?
Yeah, look, I really didn't, Elaine. It was like, it's like every new business starting out, and you're so passionate about it that you're afraid to move left or right. You're so passionate about it that you're saying, I can't do something that might damage the brand, or I can't do something that, but hang on, you quickly learn that if you're not yourself and unique, and remove that fear on the imposter syndrome of, oops, I've started a business and it's all up to me. Well, then, you know, funny enough, you just have to put something in place. You've got to get your plans in place. You've got to get your marketing on side. And then you're all of a sudden, you're a salesperson as well. Mm-hmm. So all the marketing in the world is wonderful. But if you don't connect your marketing to your sales, like your right hand needs to know what your left hand is doing, you know, if you don't marry those two together, nothing will happen.
So obviously, Linda, you know, based even on that alone, I can see how a lot of businesses do make mistakes. And because, you know, small business owners who you sit there, you know, are really the people that you work with and love working with the most, you know, have budgets that are on maybe a shoestring or maybe no budget at all, that it's even more challenging. So I'd love to hear from you. What are maybe your top, you know, top 10 tips as to how to run, you know, your marketing department or your marketing strategy on a very tight shoestring budget?
Yeah, there's three main ones, and the first one, Elaine, is removing the fear. Getting that guy, the imposter syndrome, off your shoulder, removing him, and leading in with passion. Because I'm telling you, small business owners are the most passionate people in the world, because that is their baby. It is their life, their work, their energy, all their savings, all their time, all their energy has gone into this business, and it has to work. They don't have an option. It has to work. And, you know, it's taking that passion, bottling in it, and actually, instead of being afraid of it, really leaning into that, because passion is so exuberant. It is contagious. And if you have that passion in somebody, bring it out. And, you know, I always refer to it as, you know, the crouching tiger, hidden dragon moment from Bruce Lee. And inside in every one of us, there is a crouching tiger and a hidden dragon. And sometimes we just have to unleash it. And as small business owners, that is the number one thing, is to bring your passion forward. And if you lead with passion, it will come true every time in your brand.
Oh my God, okay, that's a brilliant one. So to remove the fear, yeah, because that imposter syndrome is something that really holds anything back. Any other tips for how to run your marketing, you know, on a shoestring budget?
Linda? Yeah, there's a few others. It's actually not that hard. It's planning, really good plan in place. And not a plan for like five years down the road. A plan for actually, what's my business going to look like in 6 months? And roll back from that. From 6 months, what's it going to look like in 3 months? Instead of having these big, huge plans, yes, huge plans are important. And if your goals aren't big enough, or if your goals don't scare you, they're not big enough. I get that. But actually, you have to start somewhere. And if you go for 6 months down the line and roll back from that, but also with 12 months in the year calendar in view, and roll back from that. So plan it, then implement it. Don't just plan it and leave in the plan sitting on the table. You got to do the do. You have to action something. And the big thing, Elaine, is sometimes when we're working with small businesses, is they get so busy and sidetracked that, oh, I forgot to do that. I didn't get a chance to do this. Well, you know what? And then it's always the thing that they forgot to do is the thing that they don't like doing the most.
It's like the missing piece of the jigsaw as well, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like eat the frog. Do the thing you don't want to do first. Get that out of the way, and then you won't mind doing the rest of it. You know, so planning, implementing, and then just measuring. Measure what you've done, seeing is it work, if it's working, do more of the same and move forward from there. Mm-hmm. And continuously, number four would be marketing audits. And it's something that I run a lot with all of my companies that I work with. It's that marketing audit, once a month, seeing what has worked, what hasn't worked, where your KPIs are, marry them to your sales, and off you go, Mm-hmm. And then another thing, Elaine, is really getting all of the team on board. So let's just say if I'm working with a slightly bigger organization, mm-hmm. Marketing is too big to leave it to the marketing department. You've got to get the whole team rolling in behind it and with buy-in. And if you lead with passion and make sure that you communicate to your entire team why we're doing the crazy stuff that we're doing and why mm-hmm. we're all inside in reels and why we're all inside in the digital end of things, they get buy-in. And when they get buy-in, they don't mind amplifying that. When mm-hmm. as soon as it goes across digital, you get the likes, shares, and the whole family running in behind it because they're at home talking about the marketing strategy that they're all putting into place. Mm-hmm. And sometimes brands are so afraid of the word marketing strategy. All it is a plan. A plan, mm-hmm. put it to action, and off you go.
Yeah, I know, and it's so true for you because look, in smaller businesses, we wear multiple different hats. So it is so important that I suppose the marketing and the marketing message is congruent, but is embraced by everybody within the organization because it's much more likely to be successful as well, along the way. What would be some of the biggest mistakes that you've seen some of the businesses that you work with, having made?
Not implementing changes sooner. So it's kind of like flogging a dead horse. You know it's not working, but they still continue to do the same thing over and over and over again. So mm-hmm. it's like, it's like they know what they're doing is not working and they still continue to do it. And instead of shifting that and changing really quickly and saying, right, that's not working, put together something different. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about in marketing. It's just measuring what you're doing, managing and measuring, seeing is it working, and keeping an eye on your figures because your KPIs do tell a story. Keep an eye on your figures and then run it together with that. That's the number one thing that I find that businesses don't do. And then again, Elaine, that passion. They all mm-hmm. have it, but they're afraid of it. It's like, instead of using it to their advantage, they bottle it and put it on the shelf and say, I'll take that out when I go to a chamber meeting or a business networking event. But actually, you should be out on the street talking.
Seeing it
from the rooftops. And while everything is all digital, Elaine, don't mm-hmm. get me wrong, and this is probably my unique selling point and why I'm slightly different than other marketing companies that's out there. Number one, I love the small business. But number two, I really lean into digital is important and digital is amplified, but you must show up in the blood and the flesh and blood too. You must be out on the street, meeting and greeting in terms of in the physical. And I know that's been very hard with COVID. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. And I get that now, but it's going to change now. And from now on, it's changing. But, communication is 58% physical. Mm-hmm. It's 37% of the tone of your voice, and then you're only left with 7% with the words that's left. So use that to your advantage and get out on that street and meet people and put a face to your brand. Because I'm telling you, if you're to do, have a chat with small business owners and ask them, does everyone within a 5-mile radius of your business know who you are and where you are and do you exist? Mm-hmm. The answer is probably no. Everybody knows me in Bagwellstown. Everybody knows me in Carlow. Everybody knows me in Boris because I'm out there and mm-hmm. I spend X amount of time on the road meeting businesses all the time because you have to.
Yeah, so and that's very interesting. So coming from somebody that's really, implementing, digital marketing strategies, for businesses, actually recognizing the importance of the face-to-face again. And it's so true, Linda, that actually it's really coming back to that. We've gone full circle. And I think we'll crave, to seeing people back out there, meeting, greeting and all of that good stuff, in combination. But going back to, I suppose, when you set up or, over the last couple of years, have you taken take an inspiration from anybody on your journey? Did anybody influence you in business?
Oh, absolutely, Elaine. I have been so lucky to be blessed with so many people that I've worked with down through the years. Aptus Broadband in Bagnallstown, superb brand, absolutely mm-hmm. huge, took huge inspiration from them. And a coffin factory down in Boris, you wouldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. A national coffin factory down in Boris, took huge inspiration from them. They're all over Ireland. Everybody knows them. But not only that, my main mentor is my dad, and he mm-hmm. always has something smart to say, and not smart, but witty and old fashioned and kind of, you know, we were even only on the All Ireland Business Foundation call on Friday.
Right.
And we were, one of the stops that we were talking about was like the procrastination. Mm-hmm. And somebody said, oh, that procrastination. I said, oh, yeah, you know what? What you put on the long finger always gets shorter. But that's my dad, because he always has something smart to say or a witty comment, just a one liner about scenarios. And honest to God, I can take them everywhere into mm-hmm. the business. But certainly O'Hara's Craft Beer in Bagnallstown, a huge one, an absolute huge one, one to be looked at, one to learn from. And again, really looking at their passion, bringing that passion to the fore and working with that.
Yeah, so listen, Karine, that's very interesting. And it's great as well to hear, I suppose, coming down from, you know, your father and that other generation, what you've taken on board yourself, because look, we're all products of where we came from, you know. Look, obviously, you know, you're full of enthusiasm and passion and all that, but I'm sure like anybody else in business, you've had your challenges along the way as well, Linda. What would you say has been your main challenge, and maybe how did you overcome that?
Juggling everything, Elaine. The juggles. If you knew my life at the moment, it's crazy. We're building a house. We've two small kids. We've a teenager, a 23-year-old. So it's a bit nuts. But in saying that, it's brilliant. But it's juggling it all, keeping all the balls in the air at the one time, because you know yourself, as soon as one ball drops, the whole thing falls apart. And it's getting that, it's getting everyone together. And hiring staff, I find it's a challenge. Hiring the right staff and holding out for the right staff, because sometimes, and I've done this, I've hired out of need rather than because I need somebody to help me. And then you run the interviews and then you find somebody who you think might work and then they don't. They're not the good fit. And then you analyze after and you say, well, why didn't it work? And then you hire for the wrong reason. You hire out of need rather than for the person. And So I've learned to wait for the right person, then hire. Run the interview. If you need somebody to help you, but if they're not the right fit, they're never going to be the right fit. And Elaine, we're so customer centered here that the right fit is so important. It has to be, you've got to have your front of house almost the same as yourself, while it's not going to be. And I've had to learn to hand over that rein because it is my bit. And I've struggled. I will put my two hands up and say that has been my struggling point, is to learn to hand over. And it's okay. Like, they're not going to do it the same way as you. And you learn
to let go,
better ways of doing things and quicker way of doing things and more, I suppose, adaptable. You just learn to be adaptable, Elaine, don't you?
No, you do 100%. And I think that comes with, I suppose, a busy multitasking mother running her own business. And as you said, having all those spinning plates there and one of them can't drop, you know, that's the thing. But I think, I suppose, that's what gives us, I suppose, the unique drive as well and optimism, you know, and I suppose can-do attitude. And I think that comes through in your clients as well, Linda. Linda, look, we're absolutely delighted and honoured for you to be part of the All-Ireland Business Foundation, you know, as one of our accredited business all-stars. How does that feel for you?
Elaine, honest to God, it does two things for me. Number one, it rises me above my competitors. It makes me look like I am absolutely at the top of my game. And I am. And now with this accreditation, it proves to my clients that they're in good hands, and my future clients have really have got buy-in much quicker because they know that they're partnered with somebody who looks after their clients in trust, performance, and customer centricity. So they are the big ones for me, and they were the ones for me anyway. So this is a perfect fit for me. You know what I mean? In terms of when I go, and especially when I go to Leader in Bagnallstown, and when I go to Leader in Carlow and Leo, and all of the bigger companies who really, I suppose, you've got to showcase yourself. You've got to showcase what you do and how you do it. And it's great for me to position myself because, you know, I'm now a trainer with Leader with SITCAP and it's great. So all of those little wins during 2021 are good for me.
I'm telling you, you're definitely punching high anyway, Linda. Linda, I just want to get everybody to know Linda Bulger, the person, maybe a little bit, I suppose, more personally. So I'm going to lift the bonnet of the car for a second, throw a few quick fire questions out to you. Don't think long and hard about them. Just give me the first answer, you know, that comes to your head. What's your most cherished possession? Now, it cannot have a heartbeat. I just...
Okay. My most cherished possession at the moment is a shed out the back with 10,000 crickets in it. I'm not sure if they have a heartbeat, but they are the most cherished possession at the moment because, Elaine, I'm telling you, to get them to grow was a pain in my bonnet.
So just for our listeners here today, Linda, just within the family business, yourself and your husband have a fantastic alternative enterprise.
Yeah, and it's brand new, Elaine. And well, when I say brand new, it's about 22 months old now. Mm-hmm. But for the first 18 months of my life, getting crickets to have a heartbeat in Ireland was unreal. I've murdered millions of them to date. But it's been great. Look, we are a dry stock farm at home in County Carlow, and we are diversifying. Going to have an alternative source of protein. We're Ireland's first cricket farm, and it's all good things. So it's kind of, we want to, I suppose, have a blueprint for the environment, keep the biodiversity at the front and center of everything that our farm is doing. In doing so, we have Ireland's first cricket farm. So now we're at product launching, we're looking at different products and the product route to go down. So we're going probably down the road of animal feed versus, you know, a product that, for ourselves. So just with different sort of research I've done myself, one out of 10 people will eat a cricket. So I thought, okay, so just for market research, for markets, it's a $79 billion market at the moment, and it's rising. It's something like we're very similar to Hexafly in County Meath, except they have a fly and we have a cricket, and that's probably the only difference.
Right, very interesting. So to all of our listeners, watch this space. Watch out, there's greater things to come. Linda, if you could send some advice back in time to your 20-year-old self, what would you say?
I would say believe in yourself, have more confidence, and go on more holidays and stop buying more things. Because funny enough, I was recently asked to clear out a house belonged to somebody, and while, you know, somebody who's deceased and passed away. And while I was clearing away all their stuff, they had so much stuff, like jugs and cups from you know, from India, and cups from different places, and loads of stuff. And I thought, while I was putting all the stuff into the bag, I genuinely thought, God, I hope they have great memories to go with this, you know, because somebody, a stranger, is going to come in, or your family, and they're going to put all your stuff in the bag and probably give it away to charity or divide it up among each other. So I suppose just creating more memories and not work too hard, take time out. And we all have goals, and we all have business goals, and we all want to be somewhere in our business in 5 years' time. But actually, where do you want to be yourself in 5 years' time? So set aside from your business, also have goals for yourself.
Yeah, that's very thought-provoking, I think, especially from one working mother to another. I think you've definitely got me thinking there. On that note, Linda, tell us something that most people wouldn't know about you.
I have 5 brothers and 3 sisters. In the business world, not a lot of people would know that. While at home in Boris, everybody would know that. But in the business world, not a lot of people would know that. So I'm one of nine. Being that one of nine taught me many life skills that, honest to God, I wouldn't have had otherwise. It's taught me how to be a team player. It's taught me how to negotiate. It's taught me how to negotiate in nice terms to get what I want. It's taught me it's taught me how to, not even that, it's taught me how to, you're not always going to get your own way. And you have to live with that and you have to get on with that. And outside of that, I'm a mindfulness practitioner. So on a very, and on a daily basis, I mindfully perform my work, because being in marketing has often been referred to as the coloring in department, or, you know, the department where everyone is all creative and stuff, and that's great, but sometimes to avoid burnout you have to be in the now, because burnout happens really quickly with marketing people. So to avoid burnout and avoid that from happening, you've actually got, forget the past, forget the future, and be in the now.
Just be present. Yeah. And that's just something I think that maybe over, hopefully, you know, a positive that's come out of COVID, that a lot more people appear to be practicing mindfulness and mindfulness techniques and meditation than they were before. So hopefully that heightened sense of awareness is a positive for all of us. Linda, what did you want to be when you were a child?
I wanted to be a professional camogie player because I loved and lived and died for it. And I played camogie until I was 37 years of age. I've only recently hung my boots up. But I'd love to say I was an Anna Geary in Carlo, but I wasn't.
Very good. I'll take that, Linda.
But again, do you know what, Elaine? Again, that team player, that being on the team, on the field with your teammates, has taught me skills that I've brought right across business, funny enough.
Priceless. Yeah, no, priceless. Absolutely. Linda, if you could have a dinner party, right, invite any four people that are alive, who would you invite? Who would you like to be around that table with you?
That are alive?
Yeah.
Elaine, I'd love to invite Kapil. Lots to say. I'd love to invite Kapil. I'd invite the CEO of the Wexford Chamber, Emma. Yeah. I'd also invite David Fitzgerald. I've lots to ask him. But from the business world, I'd love to have Gavin at my table.
Gavin is in.
You know, it's Dragon Duffy.
Gavin Duffy. Yeah, brilliant stuff. Because we've done a lot of few masterclasses that with Gavin, and he's always been to our events and gatherings and that. So hopefully we can organise a one-on-one with you with Gavin in the future, Linda.
So that's it.
Just tell us to wrap up. If you had a motto in life, and you're a great one for having, you know, some great one-liners there passed down to your father. If you had a one-liner or a motto in life, what would it be?
What goes around comes around.
What goes around comes around. Very good. I love it. Karma.
And not even the karma, but good things, like what goes around comes around. If you do the good work and the hard work, it'll come back.
Yeah.
It will. What goes around comes around. And, you know, it is a case of that. It's not meant in a negative way. It's meant in the most positive way, that if you do hard work, it will come back to you. If you have a plan, if you work hard at something for 6 months, give it 6 months. Absolutely work hard at it for 6 months. It will change your life.
No,
it will absolutely change your life.
Definitely. And I think you're so right that sometimes we just need to give ourselves a chance and not to expect the results too fast. Because look, you know, when they do start to come, they'll compound, you know, the momentum will be there. So that's really, really stellar advice. Linda, you've been an absolute breath of fresh air chatting this afternoon. I loved every minute of our conversation, and there's fantastic, I suppose, diversity as well in what you're bringing to the table, both in Flag Lane marketing, but also through being Ireland's first cricket farm. So great things to happen. If any of our listeners here today want to get in touch with you or learn maybe more about how they can work with you, how do you suggest they do that?
I'm online on all your platforms, but the main one will be LinkedIn. Linda Bulger, LinkedIn.
Lovely stuff. That's brilliant, Linda. That's fantastic. Listen, an absolute pleasure talking to you, and I look
Elaine, thanks for having me, and thanks for inviting me on.
No, brilliant. Listen, take care, Linda. And I'm off now to try and bottle some of that positivity and enthusiasm I've got from our call. Take care.
Excellent.
Cheers. Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to AIBF Business Talk today. I really do hope you enjoyed listening in. To find out more about the All-Ireland Business Foundation and the work that we do, especially the Business All-Stars programme, just go to www.aibf.ie. Remember, never put off until tomorrow what you can do today. Until next time, from your host, Elaine Carroll. Goodbye.